There's a chill down in my bones as it's my time to go on. And I'm sure the good Lord knows just how I feel. Though they're calling me a star, I can't forget about my first guitar and the woman who helped me make it big in the town of Nashville. Yes, my older sister Nell, like a true blue Southern belle, bought me a second-hand guitar from the Nashville Goodwill. Heaven would smile and bells would ring when I touched those shiny strings. And I'm the richest poor boy in the town of Nashville. And I'm the richest poor boy in the town of Nashville.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Today marks 6 months since the terrorist attacks on Israel that sparked the Israel-Hamas war. The World Health Organization and its partners have managed to reach Al-Shifa Hospital just weeks after the IDF said it was raided in the search for Hamas operatives. Dr. Ayadil Saperbekov of the WHO saw what was left.
Total destruction everywhere, and the most important, there's a smell of sewage and of the rotten bodies around me.
Ceasefire negotiations are set to resume in Egypt today. We have more to do. That from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen after meeting today with her Chinese counterparts in Beijing. Yellen focusing on trade packages that put American companies and workers at unfair competitive disadvantages. Tomorrow, President Biden expected to unveil his latest effort at fulfilling a campaign promise on student loan forgiveness. Donald Trump's campaign saying the Republican presidential candidate raised more than $50 million at a Palm Beach dinner last night. This is ABC News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on day three of her trip to China for economic talks. On Saturday, Yellen said she was able to make her point very clear on what the U.S. considers to be unfair Chinese trade practices that could threaten American and European jobs.
Well, we have more to do. I believe that over the past year, we've put our bilateral relationship on a more stable footing.
Yellen says tariffs are a possibility for the U.S. and European markets to ensure fair trade practices. CDC officials are now telling healthcare providers to be on the lookout for possible cases of bird flu among anyone who recently had contact with birds or livestock. One human case reported so far this year in the U.S. and Texas this week. ABC News contributor Dr. John Brownstein of Boston Children's Hospital.
There is no risk to those that are consuming dairy and meat products.
But as a precaution, the CDC says for now you should avoid consuming any undercooked foods that have or raw milk products as well. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Today, look for highs to be around 50, southeast winds of 15 to 30, so a little bit windy out there. Cloudy as well, rain could be arriving by late morning. By tonight, mostly cloudy, patches of light rain possible, lows down to 42, southeast winds 10 to 18. Monday highs of 62, clouds with a few breaks of sunshine, and Tuesday a mix of clouds and sun, highs of 63. Northeast winds are at 2 and we're at 42 degrees at 6 o'clock.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll enjoy the top 20 songs for the month of April, according to the Singing News magazine.
I knew that when we recorded this song in the studio that it was going to be special, but I had no idea the impact this song would have.
We'll also debut new music from The Inspirations and the Gaither Vocal Band.
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
The journey to number one begins with our number 20 song, the Mark Trammell Quartet, When They Call My Name.
Some morning soon, I'm gonna take to the air. I'm gonna leave this world of sorrow and care.
I'll hear the
welcome bells are ringing. Homeward I'll be waiting when they call my name.
Some morning
there.
these mornings they'll be calling my name.
They'll call me to
me on
back
to that heavenly plane.
And when they swing,
when I see them swing by those pearly gates, I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate.
I'll fly, just fly
up high, just like a bird in the sky.
And I'll be leaving
this world, yes, I'll be saying goodbye.
And I'll have never
to lose and everything to gain
when they call
be long.
It won't be long
till I shall hear the trump sound. It won't be long.
It won't be long
till I shall leave this low ground.
My heart with
gladness overflowing. Homeward I'll be going when they call my name.
Some morning
there, these mornings they'll be calling my name.
They'll call me to
me on
back
to that heavenly plane.
And when they swing,
when I see them swing, I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate.
I'll fly, just fly
up high, just like a bird in the sky.
And I'll be leaving
this world, yes, I'll be
saying goodbye.
And I'll have
nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Calling my name,
they'll call me to
calling me yonder to that heavenly plane.
And when they swing,
when I see them swing wide those pearly gates, I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate.
I'll fly, just fly
up high, just like a bird in the sky.
And I'll be
leaving this world, yes, I'll be
saying goodbye.
And I'll have
never to lose and everything to gain
when they call.
I won't have to hesitate when they call my name.
At number 20, the Mark Trammell Quartet, When They Call My Name. At number 19, they're a new group to Southern Gospel made up of names that are not new. Troy Peach, who you know from the Wilburns, the Steels, and most recently the Perrys, his wife Katie, and Andrew Goldman, who was with the Perrys also, and with the group Union Street. Troy Peach says the group has mainly been a studio group, but we may begin to see them on concert stages.
We're just excited to be doing this again, excited to be singing. I love Southern Gospel music. It'll never, ever be 100% out of my blood, and it's amazing to be sharing the stage again with my wife, Katie, and with Andrew. And for those that may be looking for live events down the road, those will be coming, and one of our boys will actually be joining us on stage as a band member. So yeah, there'll be some live music when we finally do take the stage.
That's Troy Peach, and here's Peach Goldman at number 19 with Grace Will Lead You Home.
I know that you're tired, can't take another step home. Weary from your travels, feels like you've lost your breath. When you just can't stand and you need a hand.
Grace, we'll carry you. Grace, we'll see you through the darkest night, the hardest fight, the toughest trial, the longest mile. Grace, we'll right the wrong. Grace, we'll make you strong, and grace will lead you home.
I can see you wandering. Your faith is hard to find. Lost in
desperation.
Just need some peace of mind
when you've lost your hope.
All you need to know.
Grace, we'll carry you. Grace, we'll see you through the darkest night, the hardest fight, the toughest trial, the longest mile. Grace, we'll right the wrong. Grace, we'll make you strong, and grace will lead you home.
fight the hardest, fight the toughest, trial the longest mile. Grace, we'll right the wrong. Grace, we'll make it strong. And grace, we'll lead you home. Grace, we'll carry you. Grace, we'll see you through the darkest night, the hardest, fight the toughest, trial the longest mile. Grace, we'll right the wrong. Grace, we'll make it strong. And grace, we'll lead you home. Grace, we'll carry you. Grace, we'll see you through the darkest night, the hardest, fight the toughest, trial the longest mile. Grace, we'll right the wrong. Grace, we'll make it strong. And grace, we'll lead you home. Grace, we'll lead you home. Grace, we'll lead you home.
Grace, we'll lead you home. That's Peach Goldman at number 19. The number 18 song in the April chart comes from the Collingsworth family. Phil Collingsworth says they have a couple of go-to songwriters.
When the Collingsworth family received the song pitch from Rachel McCutcheon for Where, Two, or Three, we immediately set up and took a second listen. Now, I have to admit, when we get anything that has Rachel McCutcheon's name on it or Adina Bowman's name on it, it's an automatic definite listen. And so those two writers together have got to be, I guess we'd call it heaven sent.
That's Phil Collingsworth. And at number 18, here's the Collingsworth family with a song by Adina Bowman and Rachel McCutcheon, Two or Three.
Heaven's holy halls echo with the call of all God's children sending up their pleas. If it's a multitude or only just a few, there's no end to possibilities. Where two or three are gathered in His name, when two or three are praying, things will change. Situations turn if there's only two or three. It doesn't take a crowd of people all around for God to hear the voice of you. Fervent prayer
3, the Collingsworth family from their album Just Sing at number 18. We're counting down the top 20 according to the Singing News April chart. In just a moment, a song that was on a Christmas album but has endured past the Christmas season.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I fish. I clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I provide fishing and water safety education to kids. And I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. All because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. Learn more at takemefishing.org.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
Hello and good morning. It is already 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, but a warmer 42 degrees to start the day off. Temperatures around 50 for a high today, but also some rain in the forecast. So bring an umbrella if you're heading out. The Richland Center Class of 1968 will host a benefit dance featuring Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band today from 1 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A $10 donation is requested. There will also be food, a bake sale, and raffles. Money raised will go toward community projects and scholarships. So that is to come today. Ridge and Valley Beekeepers Club will also meet today at 1 at the Gays Mills Community Commerce Center. Topics being discussed are bee package and NUC installation, with presentations on cut, comb, honey, and grafting queens. The meeting is open to the public and all are welcome.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back to The Gospel Greats and our countdown of the top 20 songs for April. At number 20, it's a special song that Greater Vision released from their new Christmas in London project. Gerald Wolfe talks about Cherish That Name.
You know, 2 years ago, you asked me if I could only sing one more song, would it be O Holy Night? And I said, no. If I could only sing one song, it would be Cherish That Name, because that is the whole purpose of what we do.
That's Gerald Wolfe, and here's Greater Vision with Cherish That Name at number 17.
An angel from long ago bent down to earth below, and to Mary whispered low, call his name Jesus. Fear not the words I say, for God has promised you today that you shall bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. Cherish that beautiful name. Cherish that wonderful name.
From their project Christmas in London, that is Greater Vision with Cherish That Name at number 17. Gerald Wolfe's son Ben is now part of his wife Maria's family group, the Kramers. Maria tells us how she and Ben met.
The major credit also has to go to Jeff Easter, because we were at the National Quartet Convention in Pigeon Forge, and at the time I was only 18 years old and I was not looking to date anybody. In fact, I was so single. And Jeff, at the time, had just recorded an On the Couch with Fouch interview with Matthew Fouch, and Benjamin was filming all of those interviews at the time. And so I think Jeff had just been watching Ben, and then Jeff found me in the hallway, and he said, "Hey, let me ask you something." And Jeff is just so bold, and I love that about him. He's everybody's friend. And he just said, "Have you ever met Ben Wolfe?" I said, "I don't even know who that is." And he said, "Well, it's Gerald Wolfe's son." I said, "I didn't even know Gerald Wolfe had kids." And at the time, and I'm really thankful for this in hindsight, but I really didn't know Greater Vision. I wasn't familiar with their music. I was very new to gospel music. I was still learning who everybody was. And so later on in the day, an opportunity came up for me to meet Benjamin at Greater Vision's booth. And when I met him, he was very busy. He was working on a hymn sing for his dad, doing all the graphics for it. And when I met him, it was just not a good time. I could tell it was really awkward. And I was like, I'm never going to talk to him ever again.
I was typing up lyrics for the hymn sing for the upcoming showcase that Saturday at convention. And so when she approached the table, I looked up and saw this beautiful woman. She said, hi. And I said, hi.
That's Ben and Maria Wolf. And they have two kids together now and one on the way. They're making beautiful music together with the Kramers. Here's our number 16 song, Let Me Be the Well.
Things that turn out nothing like her childhood dreams at all. She knew she only had herself to blame.
And when she came for water at Jacob's well that day, I wonder if she had a feeling life was soon to change.
But there she would encounter love she didn't know existed. For when she met your love and grace, she could not resist it. Let me be the well where they come to find you. Let my spirit be a sweet oasis from their pain. Let your living water flow so all the world would come to know. Savior's love beyond what words can tell. Oh Lord, let me be the well.
And when the world is hurting with anxiety and fear, give me words of comfort and of peace.
Let them see that you're the only answer that they're ever gonna need.
And Lord, if it's alright with you, I'd love to be a part of showing someone who needs you the grace that's found in your love. Let me be the well where they come to find you. Let my spirit be a sweet oasis from their pain. Let your living water flow so all the world would come to know. Savior's love beyond what words can tell. Oh Lord, let me be the well. The world's in need of only your love. Lord, love someone through me.
Let me be the well. That's the Kramers at number 16. The number 15 song on the April chart comes from the Triumphant Quartet from their project Hymns and Worship, The Evidence.
All throughout my history, your faithfulness has walked beside me. The winter storms make way for spring. In every season, from where I'm standing, I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life.
fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
Help me remember when I'm weak. Fear may come, the fear will leave. You lead my heart to victory. You are my strength, and you always will be.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life. The empty grave, the evidence is endless. All my sins rolled away because of you, oh Jesus. See the cross, the empty grave, the evidence is endless. All my sins rolled away because of you, oh Jesus. Promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life. I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment.
That's the Triumphant Quartet at number 15. The countdown continues in a moment. Plus, we'll debut a new radio single from The Inspirations.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back to the countdown of the top 20 songs for April, according to the Singing News Magazine. Coming up in just a moment, we'll debut a new radio single from The Inspirations. Right now at number 14, a former number one song from Jeff and Sherry Easter with special guest Mo Pitney. Here comes Jesus.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is Jeff.
And this is Sherry Easter.
You're listening to our friend Rodney Balcom right here on The Gospel Grace.
Just when I think nobody loves me no more, they're shutting windows and slamming their doors. Here comes Jesus. Calling my name.
And just when I think that my boat's about to sink, and I'm thinking thoughts that I know I shouldn't think, but here comes Jesus calming the waves.
Here comes Jesus, making my blind eyes see. Here comes Jesus, being all that I need.
I wonder how I'm gonna pay all these bills. Then I walk outside and there's a check in the mail. Well, that's just Jesus saving the day.
I'll mash my thumb and you know what that does. And about the time I open my mouth to cuss, here comes Jesus yelling my name.
My blind eyes see. Here comes Jesus, being all that I need. When it's dark and I lay down at night, and I try to undo all the wrongs in my life, well, here comes Jesus. He says, I love you anyway. You know this Jesus, he is my best friend.
And he'll be yours too if you only let him in. If you're around at the end of my life, and you see me smile when I close my eyes, well, that's just Jesus calling my name.
At number 14, Jeff and Sherry Easter with Mo Pitney, here comes Jesus. And now for a countdown bonus cut, we're debuting a new radio single from The Inspirations. They are the Singing News Fans Artist of the Year, after all, and their new album, The Legacy Continues, has just been released. Come to the Well was the debut single from the project, and now the group is sending a new song to radio called He Sent Him for Me. Here are The Inspirations.
He sent the rain for a dry, thirsty land. He sent the grain to feed hungry man. He sent the birds to sing in the trees. But when he sent Jesus, he sent him for me. When he sent Jesus, God's only Son, my God could do what no man had done. He knew what was needed to set my soul free. When he sent Jesus, he sent him for me. He sent the lilies to bloom in the spring. He made the mountains, oh, and he made the streams. He made the oceans, and he made the sea. But when he sent Jesus, he sent him for me. When he sent Jesus, God's only Son, my God could do what no man had done. He knew what was needed to set my soul free. When he sent Jesus, he sent him for me. When he sent Jesus, God's only Son, oh, my God could do what no man had done. He knew what was needed to set my soul free. When he sent Jesus, he sent him for me.
The Inspirations with a countdown bonus cut, he sent him for me. It's on their new project, The Legacy Continues. And now we're back to the countdown at number 13. Suzanne Taylor Heiss talks about the new Taylor single, What I Know.
What I Know is the song. It says, I know for certain that God is there. He's not going to leave us, and he's always going to take care of us. And so I really love that song, and it just reminds me every night that we sing it, that we have a friend in Jesus.
That's Suzanne Taylor Heiss, and here are the Taylors with What I Know.
Here lately I've been thinking about the sadness and the pain on every hand. It's just too hard to figure out, impossible to ever understand. Now my vision's blurred from what tomorrow holds, but in times like these I look to what I know. And what I know is there is grace for each new day. What I know is Jesus never makes mistakes. Faithfulness has always seen me through. This heart of mine could never tell the many times I've seen what he can do. And that's why I believe, that's why I still have hope. And in times like these, I look to what I know.
I know the Taylors had number 13. The countdown continues in just a moment, plus our Southern Gospel headlines for the week are coming up.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
10 minutes away from that 7 o'clock hour, moving right along on this Sunday where it's going to be anything but sunny today. It looks like clouds will be sticking around, as is the chance for rain heading in. But the highs today around 50, so it'll still be not too cool out there. Also a chance for it to be quite windy. Southeast winds 15 to 30. For tonight, mostly cloudy again. Patches of light rain possible. Lows down to 42. Southeast winds of 10 to 18. Monday, highs around 62. Feels good saying that. Clouds, some breaks of sunshine. And Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sun. Highs again up in the lower to mid 60s. North winds are at 5, and we're at 44 degrees. Tough loss yesterday for the Brew Crew as they fell to Seattle by a score of 5-3. Only the second loss, though, so far for the season, as the Brewers sit at 5-2. Crazy, though, to believe that right now, due to the fact that Pittsburgh's played a couple more games, the Brewers are in second, Pittsburgh 7-2. So, anyway, the Brewers back in action against Seattle today with a game time of around 1:10, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Our Southern Gospel headlines for the week are coming up in a moment. Right now at number 12, it's Southbound from their album Lost and Found. Somebody Testify.
Somebody needs a breakthrough. Somebody needs their mountain to be moved. I feel it in the room. Somebody here is desperate. Somebody needs what only he can do for there to be. Testify. Ooh.
Southbound at number 12, Somebody Testify. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The leadership of C. Walker Media Corporation, parent company of the Singing News Magazine, Singing News Radio, Singing News TV, and the Gospel Greats, has announced that Dr. Tim Hill has joined the organization's board of directors. Graduate of Lee University, Dr. Hill has served in national and international Christian leadership for several decades. As General Overseer of the Church of God out of Cleveland, Tennessee, Dr. Hill serves as presiding bishop for more than 8 million members of the church in more than 190 countries around the world. Dr. Hill is also a highly respected author with several Christian books to his credit. The subscribers have spoken. The top 10 nominees for the 20 categories of the 2024 Singing News Fan Awards have been announced. You can see the entire list of nominees at singingnews.com. The second round of this year's Fan Awards will take place in the May 2024 issue of Singing News. To be eligible to vote in that round, you must be a paid subscriber to either Singing News Magazine or Singing News TV. Congratulations to all of the nominees. The Enlightened Channel on Sirius XM is changing its branding to Bill Gaither's Enlightened. You'll enjoy inspirational gospel music, stories, and inspiration from Bill and Gloria Gaither and your favorite gospel artist. It's on Channel 65 on Sirius XM or on the Sirius XM app. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Now back to the countdown of the top 20 for April. At number 11, the Booth Brothers climb up with a great song from their album Speak Jesus, Stand in the Storm.
I know when you walk by faith it ain't easy. Days up ahead aren't all blue skies and breezy. I'm not afraid when my high noon goes dark. Lightning can chase off the hope in my heart. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus, take on the rain, face the unknown. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus than stand in the sunshine alone. Waters may rise, but they can't take me under. I'm not afraid of the roar of the thunder. I won't
my shelter and he holds me close. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus, take on the rain, face the unknown. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus than stand in the sunshine, stand in the sunshine alone. Storm with Jesus, take on the rain, face the unknown. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus than stand in the sunshine,
stand in the sunshine.
I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus and take on the rain, face the unknown. I'd rather stand in the storm with Jesus, stand in the sunshine, stand in the sunshine.